The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Where are we as a nation? What kind of shape are we in? How close are we to the time of Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation that Christ spoke about? Is the handwriting on the wall for America? Well, my friends, I can tell you on the authority of God and His Word that the handwriting is on the wall for our nation. And you should pay close attention to what it says and try to find a formula to help you cope and survive the end time calamities that are prophesied to happen in the last days of Satan's rule of the earth. The Bible has much to say about Jacob's trouble that comes upon him just shortly before the return of Jesus Christ. The Bible, or you could say the God of the Bible, has much to say about Jacob's trouble and even tells us what is and will continue to bring the calamities on us. I think we would be blind if we can't see that our financial problems are picking up momentum very rapidly now. Some are predicting that America, yes, the America that has been the richest and most powerful and most blessed nation ever known, just may become a second or even a third-rate nation. Now, I don't like to even think about that, much less talk about it, because I live here, you live here, and we should love our country, and I do. I hope we all do, and quit taking our freedom and blessings, which we have had and still do to a great degree, for granted, as though they are owed to us and can't be taken away. Many of you listening to this program may remember what President John Kennedy said in 1963, and I quote, "Don't ask what my country can do for me, but ask what I can do for my country." That would be a very wise question to ask self that today, because we're in severe financial, moral, and spiritual trouble as a nation. That is where we are as a nation. Let me repeat that. We are in severe financial, moral, and spiritual trouble as a nation, and that is where we are as a nation. Is this the beginning of the time of Jacob or Israel's trouble that God talked about in His Word, which He said would come upon us because we would forsake our God? We would turn our back on His law and on His Word. My friends, if we are entering the time of Jacob's trouble, his end time trouble, and it seems to me that we are, then you should be getting your spiritual house in order. You will need much help from God to survive the days and years just ahead. Now, what is the root cause of all of our problems in America and the world, for that matter, and in the family and as an individual? Most people don't know the answer to that question. Do you? You should, but if you don't, you should want to know the answer and where to find it and be willing to accept it. Notice what God has to say in giving us the answers for our problems. Hosea 4 and verse 6 is scriptures that we have quoted many times on the Way It Ought to Be program because they are so important for us to understand. Hosea 4 verse 6 says this, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." God has warned us time after time that He would strip us of our many blessings because of the multitude of our sins. God has even said to us, His people, the house of Israel, which is the United States and the British people, He has said, "Woe to you when I turn from you." God only turns from those that turn from Him. Notice this in 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 and 2. We've quoted this on this program many times as well, and that's so important for us to understand, are these two verses that God has given in His Word here. "Now the Spirit of God came up on Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you, but if you forsake Him, He will forsake you.'" God is the same today. He is still with those who are with Him. God doesn't change. These are scriptures that we should listen to, my friends, and pay attention to. Notice also in 2 Chronicles 24, verses 20 and 21, Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, Thus says the Eternal, Why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord, so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. My friend, does that sound like our nation today? Stop and think about this. I want to pause for just a minute and let you ponder this scripture. As a matter of fact, I want to read this verse again in 2 Chronicles 24, verse 20. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, Thus says God, Why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Now this priest was asking the nation of Judah a question here. He said, Why do you continue to transgress God's law so that you cannot prosper? Now it would make you wonder why we do as a nation, wouldn't it? Would it make you wonder why you do as an individual? Well, I hope it does, my friend, because that's where change starts, is individual at a time. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. That wasn't a popular message, and it isn't today. Notice what happened to this man, because he spoke the truth. In verse 21, So they conspired against him, and at the commandment of the king they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Yes, this man lost his life for trying to change the nation, trying to get them to see and to understand what their problems were, and trying to get them to turn around and turn to God. God is the same today. He has not changed. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 is telling us, We have turned from God by rejecting the knowledge of God, which he has laid out in his word, the Holy Bible. He even says, We have forgotten the law of God. Now, when a nation or an individual does that, they are asking for trouble. And trouble they will get. Look at our nation's problems. Look at your own problems. We grope as in the dark, trying to find solutions, just as God said we would do. God was speaking to our forefathers, ancient Israel, in the 700 B.C., and it is a dual prophecy and applies to the United States and the British people in this end time. God says because we have forgotten his law, and it means his word that he commanded us to obey and live by, that he would forget our children, the end time generation, or end time generations. In other words, God is telling us that there's a time coming when he's going to turn his back on Israel because that we have rebelled so long and so greatly against our God. There are three or four generations living at the same time, and we are living in the very last days and years of Satan's and man's rule of the earth. All of our problems are prophesied by the God of the Bible to intensify and multiply in the last days of man's rule on the earth because our sins multiply so much and so rapidly. Notice what God has to say in Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 4. Now these are the words that the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. I want you to notice this verse that it is speaking to Israel and Judah, two nations. It's not just speaking to the little nation that we call Israel today over in the land of Palestine, which is only one tribe of Israel, which is Judah. God is speaking to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah, or the little nation we call Israel today. But Israel mainly means the tribes that Jacob named his name on, which were Ephraim and Manasseh, which became the United States and the British people. It is an end-time message for those people. Notice verse 5 here. For thus says the Eternal, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Now, my friends, our government and our private enterprise, as well as Wall Street and many individuals, are scared because of this huge financial meltdown, which we are in fear of, that will bring on a Great Depression. And we are groping for solutions. Are we turning to God? Have you heard anyone say, Well, let's see what the Bible says that has caused our problems, and let's see what the Bible says about the answer. No, you haven't heard that, have you? And aren't likely that you will. Going on here in verse 6, Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loin like a woman in labor and all faces turned pale? Doesn't sound good for our nation. So I ask again, is this the beginning of Jacob's trouble in September? 08, verse 6 is describing a time of severe trouble for the nations of Israel and certainly for the two main nations of Israel, the United States and Britain and the British people. Notice in verse 7, this is telling us how great this time is going to be, or at least shortly after it gets underway. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Notice, my friends, it doesn't say that Jacob will be saved from it, but out of it. Now, Jacob could be saved from it. Our nation, I'm speaking of, and the English people, could be saved out of this time that God calls Jacob's trouble if we would only turn to God and repent and rend our heart and not our garment, take off our Sunday facades and begin obeying God and keep His Sabbath and keep all of His commandments. God says that day, and it means years, and who knows for sure how many years it's speaking of, but God says it won't be a pleasant time. It will be the worst time in human history to have to go through. It also says it is the time of Jacob's or the house of Israel's, and it also means Judah's troubles. Yes, Judah is included in this as well. I ask again, are we entering or have we already entered the time of Jacob's trouble with the beginning of our financial woes in September 08? It wouldn't surprise me. I hope we aren't, but I can tell you one thing for sure, my friends, and that is, if we aren't, it's just around the corner. You need to prepare morally and spiritually for this time because it will come. We don't hear any of our leaders telling our nation to repent and turn to God. Why is that? Some of you, like myself, would like to ask our president and our Congress, and we'd also like to ask many religious leaders, why aren't they calling for a spiritual revival, a day of fasting, repentance, and prayer for our nation? Why don't they call for a day to begin turning to our God, to begin to rend our heart and not our garments, in obedience to God and His Word? I can tell you that is the only way we will evade the time of Jacob's trouble. I hope we can somehow patch up this financial mess and stave it off for a while. But unless we repent of ignoring God's law, His Word, and begin obeying our Maker, Jacob's trouble will hasten very quickly. Verse 7 says we will be saved out of it. Many of the scriptures tell us that it will take the return of Jesus Christ to deliver us. But this prophecy can fail. We as a nation could repent and save ourselves from this terrible time of Jacob's trouble. Not likely we will, according to God's Word. But you can as an individual. Will you? Now I know America has had many troubles ever since the founding of our nation, and we are still surviving as a nation. But we have had the help and the blessing of Almighty God, and we will have now and in the future, especially if we will rend our heart to God. Well, I see my time is up, my friend. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And in the meantime, request our free literature, Nations in Decline and the House of Israel. You need this literature to help you to understand the days that we're living in and what's going to happen if we don't change our way. So request your free articles, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, by calling us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website and order your literature and also download and listen to pre-recorded programs at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Have a good day, my friend, and I pray that you will take warning and shape your life according to what God says is going to happen if you don't.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.